This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Marcus Tree in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. Whatever your insurance needs may be, they'll make sure you're fully insured, and they'll also make sure that they save you money wherever they can. Customer service means everything to them. Great people, Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And by the way, mark down Wednesday, August 7th for the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. And don't forget about the driving range before it begins, where the suit will put on an exhibition.
Of golf or something else?
I didn't say what. It's an exhibition of some sort.
Let's hope it's golf then.
I don't know. We'll find out. I'm sure it'll get nixed before we get there.
It's all probably right. In the process of being nixed now.
That's why I announced it. All right. So, again, we'll find out more about the transfer portal by tomorrow night. There'll be a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, because, again, there's that 48-hour period, and then voila, they show up. And that's why. That's why. So, yeah.
It was on social media when while we were on break, that King Mac is in the portal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the safety. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well aware. Well aware. Yeah, it's the end of the semester. Right? They have their grades. At least they should have their grades. Maybe there's a professor out there, too, that's a little late, but yeah.
You guys already had finals week?
It's now.
I was going to say, Bucknell and SU are in finals, too.
Yeah, it's now, but it ends tomorrow, but commencement Saturday.
Oy.
So you better have them in.
Yeah. There's some people that would like you to have them in.
Yeah, you'd like to have that. But yeah, it's just so you know, it's commencement. Here we go. Every weekend there's something here. Every weekend there's the blue-white game, right? Then it was the Olympic wrestling trials. Then it was Luke Combs. This week's commencement. And you own a hotel and a restaurant in this town, right? You're printing money.
But now you got to go through the whole summer until the football gets here, though, right? Oh no, you guys have the Special Olympics too, don't you?
The Special Olympics, and then they're doing. I think I read somewhere they're doing an athletic festival here. Like, wow. Well, and no, and in fact, next weekend, Okay, next weekend is they're back in Beaver Stadium. They're doing, and I know it's Mother's Day weekend, but I think Saturday they're doing something called Beer Fest. It is not cheap to get in there.
Sounds right up my alley.
And now, once you get in there, you're rolling. I mean, you're fine.
Yeah.
there's a fee to get in, but I think after that, it's all good. So that's what... every weekend there's something around here. Now, I'm not saying Beer Fest is going to have people at hotels and restaurants. It may. That part I can't.
After a bit, it might have them at restaurants.
Yeah, you get that right. Exactly. But yeah, I guess they've got stuff going on here all the time. And especially, and you got Coaches versus Cancer, and then you got Special Olympics. Then you have, in July, the arts festivals. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff going on.
My brother worked at the beach for all 4 years that he was at Penn State, but came back every July for the Arts Fest.
Really? Yep. Wow, yeah, let me guess. Not a big art connoisseur, but came back for the crowds.
That would probably be the best way to put it, yes.
Yeah. Excuse me, what?
Not a big crafter.
Yeah, what does that painting represent? Man's inhumanity to man. Like, okay. You say so. You're not deep enough. You know what? You're right. I'm a simple sort. Oh, goodness.
If you're deep, they expect more out of you.
Oh, good. Well, I've done a brilliant job of lowering expectations across the board. I've been great at that.
Always my goal. Always my goal.
But tomorrow, yes, we will talk Kentucky Derby. We will talk about Bob Baffert. And we'll get some picks out of Dr. Girardi, who's not going, by the way, to the Derby.
Where does one go for your doctorate in horse racing?
Well, you go to your doctorate in horse racing at Aqueduct.
Ah.
Okay. Parks. Belmont, Churchill Downs, Santa Anita.
What little bit I know about horse racing is from the AP, the guy that was the AP horse racing writer for 40 years, was from Bloomsburg and retired there, and was a stringer for the Press Enterprise after he retired.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he did boxing, too. He covered Ed Schuyler.
Oh, okay.
He covered Liston Ali, too.
Really?
Yes.
So, when Penn State played Florida State in the Orange Bowl, the pep rally was held at the Miami Convention Center. And there'll be people that will ask me, like, when you get up there and you look at the crowd, what are you thinking? I can tell you that night, that afternoon, exactly what I was thinking. I got up and I looked around and I go, man, this is where Ali beat Liston. This is so cool. That's what I'm thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking. Like, this is so cool. Like, think about the crowd. No, not really. But you know, it's like, oh. It's, so you do think about stuff like that. It's really kind of neat, actually.
That's one place I'd like to get to that I haven't gotten to yet. The training camp in Deer Lake is a museum now.
Dick went there when Ali was training. I believe he was in college at the time. And so he and two or three of his buddies said, what the heck? Let's go to Deer Lake. Right? They went up there, and guess who let them in? Muhammad Ali. When Ali passed away, I had Dick on the show, and he related the story.
I was going to say, there was a lot of stories from the Reading paper back then about just him appearing at different places throughout the times he was in Deer Lakes and being Muhammad Ali, obviously. And it's just amazing how, I don't think you could do that in this day and age. I don't think it could happen. There'd be so many cameras and so many phones.
Oh, yeah. No, the phone thing, definitely. But he just kind of went around. I guess he knew he was Muhammad Ali, but he just, he tried to live a life. Okay. Hey, credit where credit's due. But Dick went there. I think it was a couple of his buddies went with him. And they get there, and it was like actually easy to get in. They get to the door, and Ali let him in. It's like, okay. Then I know when Dick went to cover the Kentucky Derby that year, he took the exact route of the funeral procession, and then which of course brought him to Ali's gravesite. Hey, they don't make people like that anymore. They just don't. That kind of persona, that kind of talent. He was one of those guys that there was a segment of the population that was aching for him to win every single fight, and he carried their hopes and dreams with him into the ring every time he went in. Then there was also a segment of people out there that wanted to see somebody knock his block off. You all know what the two sides had in common?
They watched.
They watched. That's exactly right. They watched. Right? And in the end, it's interesting about a guy like Ali. He did all this stuff where he would taunt, insult, and so forth. Yet, he did it, the bravado, for a reason. And the reason he did the bravado was quite simple. It was to get you to watch the fight. That's why he did it. And in the end, it was brilliant. Now, with Joe Frazier, he went too far. And he knows he went too far with Joe Frazier. He knows he went. He always knew he went too far with Joe Frazier, because you listen to Ali, and whenever he talked about Frazier, years gone by, he couldn't have praised him enough. And he never said an insulting thing about Frazier when the fights were over, never. Now, for Frazier, for him, it took a long time. Because, look, when Ali was down and out, and there was a period of time, he was down and out. He was not the heavyweight champion. He was stripped of his title. He's trying to fight the government when it came to his draft status. And he wasn't getting money from anywhere. And Frazier kept, hey, you need some money? Frazier would get him money, would give him money, helped him out. A lot of people don't know that. And I think that Frazier felt like, I did all this for you, and like, this is how you thank me, by publicly insulting me with Right? And it took him a long time for him to get over it. I don't blame him. I don't blame him at all for feeling that way. Because after a while, it becomes a barrage. And you can tell how Ali talked about Frazier in the later years, that he knew he went too far with him. With him. Now, they both made a ton of money from that, but they also beat the living daylights out of each other. I mean those three fights, you feel like in the end, as much success as the two had, as much money as they had, they beat each other up pretty good. And I don't mean emotionally, I mean physically. And I think they did not live, I'm just guessing here, but they didn't live as long as they could have because of those fights. I mean, those were three brutal fights. 15 rounds, 12 rounds, then what, the Thrill of Manila went 14. So you're talking 41 rounds of boxing between those two. 41 rounds. I mean, it just went at it.
I was going to say, that's one of my favorite Ken Burns documentaries, that four-parter on Ali from a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And it dives into a little bit about, you know, Joe Frazier and him, and I think that's one of the more interesting parts of it. Is just, I'm not sure some of Joe Frazier's family even now has forgiven Muhammad Ali.
No, I mean, if Marvis Frazier, I believe it was Marvis Frazier. The way I understand the story is that after Manila, Ali's in his room, or something where Ali had briefly left his room, and he ran into Marvis Frazier, Joe's son, and he told him, "Your father's a great man." Now, but again, to promote the fight, he went too far. You know, sometimes, you know, there's these limits. And Ali was always great at pushing it, but not really going totally over the line. But he push it. For some reason with Frazier, he pushed and he crossed the line. Now, it takes a big man to realize you did that. And Ali, you can tell, realized he did it. And it took Frazier a long time to have a semblance of forgiveness for it. The bottom line is they're both Olympic gold medalists. Ali in 60 and Frazier in 64. They're both world heavyweight champions. They both beat each other. And the sport is nowhere near the level of popularity than when those two were out there together. Nowhere near. Pacquiao and Mayweather, what a great what? I refer to it as boxing's first no-hitter. Like, come on.
And heck, that's 5-8 years ago now, too.
I know. But it's like, oh, yeah. I know ESPN was a part of this, so they promoted the heck out of it. But to be honest with you, right, it's not even the same category of Frazier Ali. Not in the same category of Ali Foreman. It's not in the same category as Leonard and Hagler, or Hearns and Leonard, or Duran and Leonard. It's not. It's not even close. And this isn't like the old man looking back and whatever. It's just a fact. It's just a fact.
Name a world heavyweight boxing champion. Current. Exactly.
Nah, I can't. Look, I told the story. I know I told the story about Joe Paterno. Who loved boxing. I mean, he loved boxing. You know, I mean, back in Joe's era, I mean, the big sports were baseball, boxing, and horse racing, right? Football was trying to carve its way into it as Joe was coming through the ranks. But we're in Philadelphia. Penn State's going to play Temple. And in the room there was boxing on. It had to be HBO. And Joe's just sitting there, and, you know, it's Friday night, and, you know, it's, he always had that Friday night get-together with the media. And then suddenly Barry Tompkins in the background yells out, "And Jerry Coetzee is the heavyweight champion of the world, knocking out Michael Doakes." And Joe looks up, and he says, "Who?" Really, since Mike Tyson, I mean, I know Klitschko won, I know that, but like, but since Mike Tyson, who really knows who the heavyweight champion is? You don't.
It's pointing that the biggest boxing match this year is going to be between a 58-year-old Mike Tyson and a YouTuber, for heaven's sakes.
Suit's got everything on the YouTuber. I know he does. All right. We'll come back more in a moment. This half hour brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn what they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour, in fact, I'll start out with a question. Guess where I'm spending part of my Saturday?
I listen every day, so I know the answer.
Sunbury Motors. Going to go over and check out their Ford inventory. Because I am in the market. And, of course, where did I go? Sunbury Motors. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, and that's what I'm looking at, new inventory. All with great warranties. I already looked into the warranties on what I'm considering. Great pre-owned inventory. They all have the Sunbury Motors guarantee. They go over every vehicle. Fine-tooth comb. And a terrific service department that backs it up, whether it's routine or difficult. They handle it. They get it done. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Probably, I don't know how much you can hear in the background, but Todd, you may have noticed I'm printing some stuff.
I have.
Guess what I've been printing? It's not racing forms.
Ooh. The starting grid for the Indianapolis 500.
See, you keep talking like that, we're all going to get drug tested. Right? Come on, what are you doing? Yeah. Come on, no sane person does that. Let me think now, which person in the station, though, might defy that? All right, now I'm printing off football depth charts and rosters. It is, I take this time of the year, to set the table for the basics of getting ready for the season. Now, in basketball, I've already updated every basketball chart based on the players that they had last season. And then, of course, once the transfer portal settles and they officially put out their rosters, you know, you're talking about, you know, 13 players per team. So, you know, the vast majority of those guys on most teams will still be there. You know, others will have changed. I think Penn State's only changing. Let's see, Penn State will have four new guys plus the transfers. They got five guys, right? Well, most teams are probably going to be pretty close being in the same boat. It's fine. Right? So I've got the basketball part at the moment up to date as to where I'll be. And now I want to get the football part done. I know that tomorrow is really the last time we should hear anything about the transfer portal for a while, because that's that 48-hour period. So at that point, rosters should be, for the most part, fairly stable, you know, with an addition here or there. So I wanted to at least get a head start on it. That's what the printing's all about. I'm up to printing Maryland, by the way, which is the last game of the season.
They're pretty much off right now, right?
You have football?
Yeah, this is kind of their time off. Yeah. They're not doing much right now.
Yeah, well, they're with the strength and conditioning crew. And, for example, they did testing the other day, including 40s and things like that. They did that the other day. And now they're going, you know, they've got commencement coming up. And then next week, there's that NIL event in Philadelphia, and I know I'm going down for that. I also have a speech next week in Newcastle, so I'm at opposite ends of the state on Tuesday, Newcastle, and Philadelphia on Thursday. Now, my participation on Thursday is, you know, an MC minimal, you know. But they asked me to be there, so I'm going to do it. Should be interesting. And there's a good chance I'll be the poorest guy in the room.
I did see some of that list in the advertisement for it. I think that's a pretty good bet.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, you couldn't used to say that before, but I bet the football players are richer these days.
Yeah. I mean, it used to be I'd go with the players like, hey, at least I'm making more money than them. No.
Nope.
In fact, that's one of the reasons I'm going to Sunbury Motors. I want to, right now I pull into the parking lot. I'm like, okay. I've had this car for 12 years. I have almost 194,000 miles on it. So that's why it's, quote, time.
I'm surprised it's that little.
That it's only
I guess you drive with them a little more than you would if you were me.
Let's see. It's not quite 12 years. So what is it? 120, 74. So that's what, 16,000 miles, 17,000 miles a year?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Man, there was some times when we were a little more active in the newspaper business, and I was a stringer, that I sometimes did 25,000-26,000 miles a year when I used to do my taxes. Good Lord.
I believe it. Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure I could afford that with gas prices these days.
Oh, no. I mean, look. I mean, in other words, like when I do Spice games, things like that, right, I do not get paid mileage. I just go and do the game. So when I do Spice games, I don't get mileage. There's a lot of times I'm putting in mileage to go make, I mean, I'm making a speech in Newcastle. I mean, I'm driving. They're not giving me mileage. You know, things like that. I mean, I got a lot of stuff like that that and I'll usually do a dozen speaking engagements in the off season a year, and that's me driving there. For example, hey, what do you get? Like when I went down to Jacksonville, I got, nice, a gift basket, a couple of golf shirts, things like that. But I mean, I didn't get money. You know.
you got the Florida in the middle of the March at least, but
exactly, you know. In fact, I'm the one that I rented the car because I wanted the freedom to do whatever I, you know, what I wanted to do. And one of the things I wanted to do under the category of like I because of the timing of everything, was, and when I mean time, Daytona was a luncheon, and it's further south than Jacksonville. So I had always wanted to see the Kennedy Space Center. Okay. Always had wanted to. Love to see a launch someday. Now, I think they were launching something the next night or something like that, but you know, I was going to be back here by then. But, you know, because I wanted to, I rented the car so that way I was done with Jacksonville. I could drive, you know, a couple hours down to Daytona, do that. And then I drove another hour and a half or whatever down to the, because I wanted to see it. It was worth it.
Like,
so on that trip, I lost money, believe me. But it was well worth it.
My grandmother used to winter in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, which is in between Daytona and Cape Canaveral.
Yeah.
And we have pictures of her. She was standing on the beach taking pictures of the Challenger.
How about that?
The Challenger launching.
How about that? That was, you know what? Because one of the displays at Kennedy is Atlantis. I'm talking about the actual space shuttle Atlantis. And that was really cool. Like, wow. Yeah, it was one of those, like, and now Space Shuttle Atlanta. They raise up the little curtain, and you're like, okay, whoa.
I'm going to guess they don't let you wander around in it, though, do they?
Oh, well, no. It's mounted.
Oh.
But you can walk all around it. You can walk all around it. Plus, then off to the side. And they have little displays around it, but they have, you know, but you can walk all around it. You know, the cargo bay doors are open and so forth. And then they had an area where they had the pictures and the artifacts of each of the Challenger astronauts. And the pictures and artifacts of each of the Columbia astronauts. And then when you go around a corner from there, because it's, you know, as you're wide, I'll just do it simply. You know, you come in from the Atlantis side. Challenger on the pictures and artifacts are on the left. Columbia pictures and artifacts are on the right. When you make the turn to the other side, they have part of the wing of Challenger that was recovered behind glass. And they have part of, you know, the outline of the windshield of Columbia, you know, charred and so forth. That's there as well. And that part, you're like, oh.
I mean, that's one of those events that, you know, you always remember. You always remember where you were.
Sure.
I was in fifth grade. I was actually off of school, but I think most of our school district was actually watching when that happened because obviously Sally Ride was a teacher, and that was a big deal that year that there was a teacher going up in space.
Krista McAuliffe.
Krista McAuliffe. Sally Ride was the other female astronaut. Sorry.
Sally Ride was the first female astronaut in the United States. And sorry, I don't mean to. I'm just.
Hey. and that's, you know. I think for a generation of people of my age and around that age, that's, you know, it's something that you will never ever forget.
Right, that's right. And yeah, it's part of those tough days of history. I mean, I remember when Challenger happened. I was in the newsroom. Now I wasn't doing news at the time. I was sports, but I was actually in the newsroom when they launched. I went, holy cow, what the heck happened there? Like, wow. And I was somebody that, I mean, I followed the space program, as you could tell by my little.
But your knowledge right away.
Yeah, I mean, I followed it. So that's why going there was so cool. The one thing I missed, though, because the luncheon ran late. And the people were great. So, I mean, that's the reason you're there. But I wanted to take the bus out to the launch pads, and I missed it by 45 minutes.
Ah.
Ugh. Yeah. Doggone it.
Well, now there's next an excuse to try and go again.
Well, we're in Daytona for the tournament Thanksgiving week. And it really was... it really was worth it to me. I thought when I pulled in, I'm like, okay, now let's see. And when I went to the desk, they said, Mr. Jones, what would you like to see? And I said, I know exactly. He said, we can help you. I know exactly what I want to see. I said, I want to see the Rocket Garden. I want to see Atlantis. And I want to see the launch pads. They go, oh. The last bus left 45 minutes ago. We're done for the day. I'm like going, okay. Doggone it. It's all right.
I rented a car. I'll drive out myself.
Right. Something tells me that's not going to work.
No.
I didn't even approach the gate. Not just going to the parking lot. Be cool. You're great. All right. So, but yeah, it's like, and believe me, I got a couple really nice golf shirts out of it. I mean, like, they had the 50th Players Championship. And so Jacksonville got me a 50th Anniversary Players hat, 50th Anniversary Players golf shirt, and a 50th Anniversary Players Championship golf towel. Like, wow. I like this. Pretty cool. Yeah. Like, great gifts. Daytona got me a really nice golf shirt, too. Really nice. But cash? Yeah. Believe me, you're right. I was in Florida. I had a great weekend. I enjoyed it. So, we're down there for a basketball tournament at Disney World. Now, did I go there? No. I went there in 2007. Yeah, 2007. The first time Penn State played there. In fact, you know what? I've done two tournaments there. I am still, I'm still waiting for them to win a game. They've never won a game in the tournament. So when I was down there the first time, I was like, okay, let's go to Disney World. All right, okay. It's an amusement park with a castle. I got it. There are people who love Disney right now going, you're such a jerk. Right? And then the night before, because Penn State played South Carolina on Thanksgiving morning. Or Thanksgiving at noon. Thanksgiving Day at noon, they played South Carolina. And so the night before, they brought us over to MGM. And they carved up turkeys, and it was really good. And then they did a holiday light show, to Trans-Siberian Orchestra on Main Street. And it was really phenomenal. And then they said, who would like to go on the Tower of Terror? I'm like, oh, I'm looking around going, no. Others can go. Then I did go over to Disney World, and I was like, it's an amusement park with a castle. But then I went to Epcot, like the day after. I thought Epcot was great. I really did. I was very impressed.
It's one place I'd like to get back to as an adult. I was very upset when I was 9, and my mom and dad made me spend a day in Epcot Center.
Oh, okay. Now that I can understand. You want to go over to the amusement park where the rides are and everything and all the food and so forth. But as an adult, I went over to Epcot and went, hey, I really like this. As an adult, I went over to Disney World and went, wow. I mean, fortunately, I got my tickets for nothing. I was like, wow, okay. There are long lines for rides and things like that, and I'm not big on rides to begin with. I mean, I'll do some, right? Bumper cars and things like that, but, you know, I think I went on one. Like, when we were in Los Angeles, somebody said, do you want to go down to Disney World? I said, no. They said, do you want to go to Mastro's in Beverly Hills, get something to eat? I said, let's go. I'm in. Let's move. All right. Now, tomorrow we're going to talk about the Ravens draft, and we have Dick Girardi tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Big day.
Is Kevin coming on?
He should be.
Ah, that's good.
What time is Bo on tomorrow?
2:05?
Yeah, 2:05. Dick's on at 1:10 tomorrow. The suit already with a notepad that he's handed to somebody else to write down the picks.
We do record them all. He just might just come back and grab the podcast from me after we're done.
Oh, no. He'll be listening intently tomorrow. This is going to be one of those, like, suit moments where he thinks this is the ticket to beachfront property.
We'll see if he's here Monday morning, I guess, then, huh?
If I were you, I'd expect it. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could chop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
Add Plume Ho Home Wi-Fi free for 2 months from SECV. Plume spreads Wi-Fi from your existing modem to every corner of your home at full speed. Plume doesn't just make your Wi-Fi faster. It intelligently adapts to your environment and manages your Wi-Fi network 24/7 based on insights like the number and types of devices you have connected. The Plume Home Pass app gives you perks like parental controls, always-on cyber protection against online threats, in-home motion sensing, and more. Get Plume 2 months free from SECV. Visit secv.com/freeplume.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owed the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
So the suit texted me. He says this Kentucky Derby thing is, quote, it's his retirement plan. That explains all the Mega Millions and Powerball tickets on his desk. All right. You see the Sixers owners bought 2,000 tickets for tonight's game?
I did.
And they're distributing them, by the way, to first responders. Great. It's a playoff game and you need to paper the house. Really?
Yeah. It is 9 o'clock and I think it's more to prevent the Knicks fans than it is to paper the house.
Oh, I agree. But in other words, that's why they're doing it. I need to paper the house with my people.
Yes.
Because my people won't buy them, but the Knicks fans will. Dick Girardi tomorrow. Kentucky Derby. Right out of the gate. A lot of people depend on what he says, including the corner office.